It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. On this morning of the President's State of the Union speech, we're joined by a presidential advisor. Melody Barnes is director of President Obama's Domestic Policy Council. She's on the line. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve. It's a pleasure to be with you this
morning. Great. Glad you're here. I want to get right to an issue that may be a subject of intense debate tonight and after tonight. Many Republicans in Congress have argued that cutting spending, federal spending, and shrinking the federal deficit is the most important thing that they can do right now to help the economy. Are they right?
Well, Steve, what you'll hear tonight is the president articulating a vision about investment, about smart investment, while also getting our financial house in order.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make the investment so that our economy can grow. And I think consistent with what you've heard him talk about before, he'll be talking about education and innovation and building out our infrastructure, ways that we're going to create jobs now and in the future. And at the same time, we'll all remember that this is the president that appointed the Fiscal Commission. He's quite serious about getting our financial house in order, but we have to balance those two things so we don't end up in the hole that we found ourselves in when we walked into office 2 years ago.
So we're already seeing a dividing line here, because when you talk about investment in education and infrastructure, that's something Republicans, they're not automatically saying no to, but they're saying that they're skeptical of. Do you have proposals that you think you can get through this current Congress where Republicans are much stronger than they were?
Well, we'll be building on the work that we've been doing over the past couple of years. I mean, if you look at what we've done on education, that's been got bipartisan support from around the country. And we've been having bicameral, bipartisan discussions on that for the last couple of years. Job creation is a top priority for the entire country, so we have to talk about ways that we're going to create those jobs. And in fact, if you look at the work that we did during the lame duck session, people are already talking about growth to the economy. We did that in a bipartisan fashion, and we did that in a way that we can spur jobs.
Although, what investments in infrastructure is the president likely to propose here?
Well, I think getting ahead of the president's speech tonight is probably not the smart thing for one of his advisors to do. But if you look at the kinds of things that he's talked about in the not-too-distant past, I mean, in the fall, he was talking about addressing our crumbling roads and bridges. We've been talking about building out broadband in a smart way so that supports healthcare professionals and providing a more efficient and effective healthcare to their patients. And we've also been talking about doing that so we can increase education and do that in rural areas as well as urban areas. So he'll be building on the kinds of themes that he's been talking about consistently.
If those things are important to do, is the president going to propose spending cuts to offset those spending increases so the deficit doesn't get worse?
Well, again, making sure that we've got our financial house in order, that we are strengthening our economy for the future, is something that the president is very, very serious about. Again, because of the work that he asked the Fiscal Commission to do, that he's asking my colleague, OMB Director Jack Lew, to do, and to do that in a bipartisan fashion, those are the building blocks for where we want to go in the future.
But are you saying that to essentially lay the groundwork to argue that the spending needs to remain high for a little while longer and just argue that you're serious about cutting it later? Is that essentially the argument you're making?
The argument that the president will be articulating, and I know people will be listening to his speech tonight, is that we have to make smart investments. We have to invest in ways that are going to help us grow, and at the same time that we have to get our financial house in order. It's about walking and chewing gum at the same time, you know, building the plane while we're flying it. And we're going to have to do these things consistently and consecutively.
But just you say consecutively, just so I understand, do you want to cut the deficit right now, which is what some Republicans would want, many Republicans would want, or are you saying let's cut the deficit later, but we need to spend now?
I don't think the president would have appointed the Fiscal Commission if he weren't serious about looking at ways that we could address the deficit.
But it's a question of timing, now or later.
Well, I think we're all going to have to listen to what the president says tonight. But again, these are smart investments. We have to address our financial issues so that we can make these investments and move forward and make sure that our economy is competitive and that we're creating jobs. That's going to be the president's number one priority.
Just got about 30 seconds here, but Carol Browner, the president's climate advisor, is leaving. Bill Daley is the new chief of staff, who's seen as very pro-business. People look at that and see a reshuffling of the economic team to become more business-friendly. In a few seconds, is that what the president is doing?
Well, Carol Browner has been a wonderful colleague, and I'm sure that she will be still remain very close to the White House. She's had a great 2 years that have been very challenging. And at the same time, the president has brought on new people. We all see the end of a two-year cycle where some people are leaving and new people are coming on, and we're excited about Bill Daley coming in place and helping to set the direction under the president's leadership. And as we think about taking responsibility for our deficits and investing in what is going to make America stronger.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you, Steve.
Melody Barnes is director of President Obama's Domestic Policy Council.